Enjoying us on Sounds Good today is a friend of the station, Michael Robinson, the speech coach at Murray High School. Michael, how are you? And thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Tracy. Good to be here.
And we didn't just ask you on because of your wonderful radio chops, which you have in abundance, by the way. It's because of a special event that's going on here in Murray next Thursday. Why don't you tell everybody, I guess, how it came to be and what you hope to get out of it?
Sure. Well, it was last year in January. I was listening to WKMS, and I heard a story about the Murray State basketball team. And it was really intriguing. And then the announcer said that he had lived in Murray for 2 years. And I thought, well, that's something interesting. You don't hear that every day on NPR. And then I listen a little more closely and notice that the name is David Green. And I think back, no, this is someone that I know. And I look him up, and sure enough, David Green is someone that was a student at Murray Middle School and was one of my friends way back when. And at the end of eighth grade, he moved away back home to Pittsburgh. His mother and he had moved here from Pittsburgh back in probably about 1987, and his mother taught psychology out at the university. But I didn't see him again for 4 years, and then ran into him at a national speech tournament in Boca Raton, Florida, and got to see my friend again and catch up. And the last thing he said was, hey, I'm going off to Harvard and gonna go to school. And then 20 years later, I heard his name on the radio and realized it was him and thought, I need to find a way to get into contact with him, and found out that he had an account on Twitter and reached out and said hello. And he responded back and said, is this Michael Robinson from way back in Murray whenever I was? Yes, David, it is. And so we've been talking back and forth, and he had mentioned how he had missed Murray and would like to come back. And I said, why don't you come back and give a talk for the speech team? And at first I thought of it as a banquet for the team, and it would be a good time for him to talk. And he said yes. And I was a little bit stunned, and my wife hit me on the back of the head and said, Michael, you need to make this bigger and open it up to the community. And of course, that was what we did, and David and I talked about it a little bit more. It will be a benefit for the Murray High School speech team. I am a teacher out at Murray High School and coach the team. And it has been 20 years since I last saw David, and my first year as a coach, we have three students going to compete at the National Catholic Forensic League Tournament in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at the end of May. And so David has agreed to come here and participate in this talk and give us a hand. And also, I thought it was really nice to involve WKMS as a part of it. It just seemed like a wonderful fit at this time, and really excited to have him here in Murray.
I agree. So I was just getting wrapped up in the storytelling.
Sure.
Well, okay, I do have a quick question. What kind of guy was he when he was a student?
He was someone who was involved in the band. He played saxophone.
Right.
And was very involved there, and also at the community theater. He participated in Playhouse in the Park and was in plays such as The Servant of Two Masters.
Really?
And everyone remembered him as having the really fun, outgoing, wild personality. He was that kid running around 90 miles an hour and who was very theatrical. And he was just a fun guy to be around. And so, yeah, that was David in a nutshell.
Well, he does seem like he's one of those guys that when he smiles, you can hear it when he speaks. You know, which is, I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, it makes him very compelling to listen to. And I know that I'm always glad to hear him on the air.
Yeah, very much so. And if you heard him do the story, for example, the interview with Barry Manilow.
Yes.
You could just hear him beaming as he was interviewing Barry Manilow.
And getting to sing with
that
Barry
personality
Manilow.
Snuck in whenever he said, you know, whenever I do karaoke, Mandy is my go-to song. Would it be possible to? And then, of course, Manilow says, well, sure, let's sing together. And, yeah, you really could hear David smiling through the microphone, and that is his personality and why he is so great with National Public Radio. It is tremendous to hear him so often here in Murray. So, yeah.
What I want to know is, did he listen to WKMS when he lived in Murray? And I wonder if we inspired him to a career in public radio.
I'm sure that he did. I'm sure that he did. Again, with his mom being a part of the university, I'm sure that he had ties to WKMS, most definitely.
This is exciting. And again, tell us the where and the wherefores again on the speech.
This is going to be next Thursday night, April the 25th, at 7 p.m. at Rather West Kentucky Museum on the campus of Murray State University. And the talk's going to last about 45 minutes to an hour. And not only can you listen to David talk, but he is going to open up a forum for questions at the end of it. So it's going to be great to get to interact with him. And if you'd like to have an opportunity to meet him beforehand, there is going to be a reception at Rather there in the meeting room at 5:30, and that will go until 6:30 that evening.
That sounds like a really exciting night, and we're really fortunate to get someone as high profile as David Green to come to Murray, and it's a small world, and a lot of people pass through this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's really an interesting thing to think about, someone who has been removed from this community for 20 years and coming back and being able to share the experiences that he's had. Not only just working with National Public Radio, but also think about the fact that at one point his office was underneath the West Wing of the White House when he worked as a national press correspondent.
Right.
And we talked about the time that he was going to be here. He'll be here for all day Thursday, but he has to leave out on Friday morning. And so I asked him, David, what have you got that you have to get back for so quickly? He said, well, we have the National White House Press Correspondents' Dinner, and I have to be at that. Oh, sure, that's a great excuse to have to leave. That's perfectly fine. And so, it is wonderful to have him coming back home to visit and to tell his stories.
Now, how's the team doing this year? I won't let you out of here before you recap the season.
I appreciate that. The speech team has been tremendous. The kids here in the community have so much heart and so much talent. We've been to a number of tournaments throughout the state this year. We had a freshman compete at KESDA, which is the Kentucky Educational Speech and Drama Association state tournament, and was a state finalist. And as a state finalist, Meredith Purdom won a $10,000 scholarship to Georgetown College. And, of course, my first question is, if she finals the next 3 years, does she get $10,000 each time? And, of course, they said no. But it's still wonderful to have that achievement, and especially as a freshman. And then at the state speech tournament, we had a young lady who was a senior to final. Her name is Adriana Smith, and she finaled in dramatic interpretation. And then at the National Catholic Forensic League District Tournament, which is a national qualifier, Adriana was a finalist in dramatic performance. And then a sophomore by the name of Rachel Todd was also a finalist in congressional debate, as well as Trent Lyons in debate. So the three of them are going to travel to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania over Memorial Day weekend to compete at this national competition. And the wonderful story about all of this is these students are all novices. This is their first year competing in speech at Murray High School. We have a team of about 25 students, and it's wonderful to see that spirit, that competition again.
Well, I know that, and I've heard this across the country, if there's one thing Western Kentuckians can do, is talk.
Well, and if you think about with work these days, with anything that you do, you have to be able to communicate well, and
right.
These are qualities that any employer is going to look to first. Can they sit across from a desk and talk to me? Can they listen? Can they give good feedback? So these are wonderful experiences for those students to take into the workplace. Isn't that right, Tracy?
Yes, it is, Michael.
Could you speak to that for us by chance?
You could say perhaps I utilize communication on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, now, how did you do that in high school? Is it okay if I call you out for
yes,
that? Get
yes.
you to share your story
yes,
as well?
Yes, I was an extemporaneous speaker. I went to Callaway, and I was on the speech team. I also did some debate and, I think, student congress. So I earned all of this hard work. And Larry England is somewhere is probably still remembering all the drills he put us through. But the life lessons you learn, I think, competition, I think taking responsibility for yourself, and, of course, the obvious being able to communicate are all things that you get from forensics that you're really not going to find in many other high school organizations.
Right. I agree. It is a wonderful event to participate in.
It is. Well, Michael Robinson, thank you so much for being on the show today. He is the speech coach for Murray High School. They're having a great year, and we're going to have a great time next Thursday as Morning Edition's David Green comes to Murray. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.